USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on the line when President Trump asked Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter's alleged dealings in the Ukraine. This news on the heels that President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani is being subpoenaed by House Democrats in the growing impeachment inquiry as well. There's a new member of the Trump administration as the president swears in the new U.S. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia on Monday.
Gene, I'm confident that your sharp legal mind, firmness of character, devotion to justice, love for this country, and commitment to its people will make you an outstanding Secretary of Labor. I want you to be the best.
A sixth grade girl who accused three classmates of pinning her down and cutting her dreadlocks is admitting the story was a hoax. The girl's family released a statement apologizing to the accused students and the school. This is USA Radio News.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-925-3014. 800-925-3014. Call 800-925-3014.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
New sanctions have been placed on Russia for meddling in our elections. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
This time it's concerning Russian interference in the 2018 midterm elections. A statement from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that four Russian entities and seven individuals are being targeted, including a Russian oligarch. Pompeo noting that the U.S., quote, will not tolerate foreign interference in elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Florida law enforcement agencies are coming together with research and medical experts to discuss the problem of human trafficking. Attorney General Ashley Moody fears upcoming Super Bowls and WrestleMania could make things even worse.
And as fun and as well-attended and as exciting as these events are, they also attract those that want to traffic other human beings and profit from their services.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Texas Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry will not seek re-election in 2020. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Thornberry helped strengthen the military.
He had served as chairman of the Armed Services Committee, helped us rebuild our military working with President Trump to really establish a stronger national defense.
Scalise also tells Fox News he knew that Representative Thornberry would not seek re-election.
He's been a great leader. Everybody for the last few months expected that this might be the case.
Turning now to entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top movies over the weekend.
The new film from DreamWorks, Abominable, is tops at the box office this weekend with nearly $21 million in ticket sales. It's about a teenager in Shanghai who discovers a lost Yeti on the roof of her apartment building.
I don't know where you came from.
He escaped. I want my Yeti back!
She and her friends cross China to return the creature back home to the Himalayas. Downton Abbey came in second with $14 million, and the Jennifer Lopez movie called Hustlers came in third with $11 million.
And finally, CVS is the latest pharmacy to pull a popular heartburn drug off the shelves. Tests show Zantac and its generic versions may have the chemical link to cancer. The FDA isn't telling people to stop taking the drug yet, but they can be returned for a refund. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.